Morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word radio program. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Welcome you back today. Today we want to talk a little bit about dominionism. You know, a lot of these people are out there preaching that we're supposed to conquer the world, that we're going to set up Christ's kingdom for him so when he comes back, everything's ready. The heaven is, all around us right here on earth. And we just need to accept that, understand it, go out there and conquer the world for Christ and, set up the kingdom. And, I don't know what Bible they read, but it's not my job to set up the kingdom. My job is to, proclaim Christ as king, to spread the good news of the gospel, that, people would hear it. And that the Holy Spirit would convict them and they would accept Christ as their Savior. That's my great commission. The Lord never commissioned me to go out and to make the world into his kingdom. We got a lot of people teaching that heaven is here. We just don't understand that and we're confused. And boy, if we just only understand it, we could have everything, you know. I don't know where, like I said, I don't know where they get this stuff from. They claim it's out of the Bible, but I can't find it in there anywhere, and they can't either. But they'll use scriptures to make it confusing, make it seem like that's what's happening. But they're wrong. The NRA is part of this Reformed understanding. It's, Peter Wagner. He's the gentleman that's in kind of the head prophet in that movement. And speaking of prophets, that I want to tell you, the clip I'm going to play for you later is from one of these guys that claims he can teach you how to be a prophet. Of course, it costs you money, naturally. What's the old saying? Nothing's free. Amazing, isn't it? Nothing is free except Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know, like I said, a lot of people are out there preaching this, and it's just it's a false teaching that's becoming really, really big. And the reason for that is because there are so many people out there now that claim to be prophets. And I've said this before, maybe you've heard it. For those that haven't, listen carefully. It's something that I truly believes, a phenomenon that's going on in the world today. And we're all buying into it like it's, the truth. It's certainly not, but we're buying into it like it is. But listen, there was X amount of prophets talked about in the Bible. We know that. I don't know if there were other prophets or not. I'm assuming that if there was other prophets, the Lord would have talked about it. One guy says that there was 57 prophets and 4 prophetesses in the Bible, but there was also thousands upon thousands that weren't mentioned in the Bible. I don't know how they know that. They certainly weren't there, and I haven't seen the writings on it. But anyway, not sure if that's true, but I do know this. In the world today, especially the United States and Africa, is becoming huge in this. There are literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people who claim to be prophets from God. Can you imagine? And I hate repeating myself, but it's relevant. With as many prophets as there claim to be in this country, the United States right now, there shouldn't be a thing going wrong. You know it? There ought to be enough prophets out there telling us what's what the Lord's got to say that we all ought to be right on the right track. Unfortunately, 99.9% of the prophets out there, they're just full of baloney. They're full of hot air. They're just workers of iniquity. They're workers that Satan has gotten a hold of and convinced their little pea pod minds that they are somebody. Not realizing that if they give their life to Christ, they are somebody anyway. But no, they got to be bigger. See, that's the problem. Man's ego has gotten so big that we've just gotten it carried away. It's a horrible disease that's spreading across the world as we speak. There's prophets coming out of Africa by the droves. There's schools of prophecy in the United States by the droves. Men, women, children prophesying now. They claim it's the end time. So they're teaching everybody how to prophesy. I don't read anywhere in the Bible where it says you went to school to be a prophet. Anybody remember them verses? If you do, I certainly wish you'd send them on to me, fwm@adams.net, or you can turn around and send them to bobwise@adams.net. I'd like to see those verses. I couldn't find them. But these guys claim that you can go out, get on the internet, go to their schools, go to their churches, pay X amount of dollars, and they'll teach you how to be a prophet. They'll teach you what to do, what to say. On and on and on. It's just absolutely amazing, amazing deal. It'll stifle you. I'm not joking you. It's crazy. But let me see. I think I might have had a little bit, but I'm not sure. There's a lot of crazy stuff. But anyway, let's look at some of the crazy things that's going on in the world. You know, Paul Crouch, him and Benny, like I said, they must have been prophets. They were saying some things like Paul Crouch's favorite rhetoric appears to be equating his network with the Lord God himself. Did y'all know that? Here's a guy who doesn't say, hey, I'm a prophet, but he thinks he's a God. He said, if you have been healed or saved or blessed through TBN and have not contributed to the station, you're robbing God and will lose your reward in heaven. He said that on the air, folks, in 1997. Can you imagine that? Here's a man saying that he claims to be a man of God, and he's telling you a word. Here's his word. If you haven't given me money, you're going to lose your reward in heaven. Lord's sakes. Same year, 1997, here's something else he said on the air. Said, God, we proclaim death to anything or anyone that will lift a hand against this network and this ministry that belongs to you, God. Now, you know what? There's nothing wrong with praying that people will not hurt your ministry. But to proclaim death on these people is amazing. To anything or anyone that lifts a hand against TBN, he proclaims death on them through God. Can you imagine that? Another one, he said, he characterizes, as people like myself as heresy hunters. That's what they call us, by the way. If you hear that term, that's what they're talking about. People like me, heresy hunters, always looking for a problem, right? He says, Paul Crouch said this. Now listen, he said, to hell with you. This was on a praise-a-thon in 1991. He said, quit blocking God's bridges or God's going to shoot you if I don't. Isn't that amazing? Should have put that in the last show we did about shooting people. But ain't that amazing? Another man who says, if God don't shoot you, I'm going if you don't quit getting in my way. I mean, what's with these people? You know what I'm saying? What is with these people? There's a bunch of scary stuff going out there in the world, folks. And these prophets, I'll tell you what the Lord said about it. What Deuteronomy 18:22 say? Said, if what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. Well, now there you go. That prophet has spoken presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him. See there? The Lord even made it plain as day. Plain as day. That if someone says something and it does not happen and it does not come true, then it was not from God, and that guy's a false man. Don't be afraid of him. He's spoken presumptuously on his own will and not on the will of the Lord. And what are these, sometimes what are these guys, I don't know if I can remember this. I don't know. I do know that one of the guys, here it is, listen to this. Here's what a guy says. Now listen to this. As established from God, prophecy is always 100% accurate, or it's not from God. We know that from the Bible, right? I just read that to you. It's got to be true. Okay. Here it says, yet Rick Joyner, now he's another one of these NRI guys, NAR guys that wants to create the K kingdom here on earth, and he's one of these prophets, and he'll teach you also how to be a prophet. He's a character. But anyway, he says, yet Rick Joyner, who is considered a prophet and visionary, says, there is a prophet named Bob Jones who was told that the general level of prophetic revelation in the church was about 65% accurate at this time. Some are only about 10% accurate. A very few of the most mature prophets are approaching 85 to 95% accuracy. Well, prophecy is increasing in purity, but there is still a long way to go for those who walk in this ministry. Now, this was quoted out of the Prophetic Ministry, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Prophetic Newsletter, Volume 3, Number 2, Page 2. So what he's saying is that we know the Bible's always 100%. God said that if a man speaketh from the Lord, it'll come true. It's the truth. It always will be the truth. And if ever one thing he says is not the truth, then he wasn't from God. He was not from God. Because God cannot lie. God's word comes true every time. But here Rick Joyner saying, him and Bob Jones and all these guys, they'll say that the general level of prophetic revelation in the church is about 65% accurate. How disgusting. How can anybody even think that? Read your Bibles, folks. Read your Bibles. Some are only about 10%. Can you imagine that? That's a hit and misser, ain't it? For the very few of the most mature prophets, they're approaching 85 to 95% accuracy. Prophecy is increasing in purity, but there's still a long way to go for those who walk in this ministry. I got news for you, people. You're not walking in a ministry of the Lord God. You're walking in a ministry of the devil. Wake up and read the Word. Wake up and read the Word. There's all kind of songs y'all know, like Wake Up Little Susie, you know, Wake Up Smell the Roses, all these songs. Well, wake up and read the Word. The Word of the Lord God always is the truth. It always is the truth, and it always will be the truth. Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. My. Whew. Man, oh man. And here the Lord's was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. That's in 1 Samuel 3:19. That's how you know he's from God. None of his words will fall to the ground and be void. They are the words of God. They are the words of the Most Holy God. They are truth. Those words, when spoken, are truth, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against them, no matter what anybody or anything says, does, or tries. But yet these guys will get up and say that they're prophets, and they're prophets of God, and that they're up there, and they're doing the will of the Lord, and why, it's just a shame. It's just a shame to think that they can get up there and claim to be from God when they can get their Bible out, the most holy thing in the whole universe, read it, and it tells them exactly what to go by, exactly what the guidelines of a prophet are. No ifs, ands, buts about it, no mistakes, no nothing, just a pure, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, sola scriptura. Quit looking for other avenues to get your truths from. Look to the Bible. That's the only place you have to look. There's nothing else there, folks. I know I got off starting this. I started this talk today about taking the world for Christ and building the kingdom here. We got off track onto these prophets. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue on with this in the morning. God bless you. We'll see you then. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.